All right, so I asked Gopal to show that, a few clips.
And that
is to show the Bible classes and the new school curriculum. New school curriculum is very interesting for children. But it can be also used for churches, those Bible classes, Sunday schools.
And even
for family devotions. And so there's many uses for this material as it's finished. And the teachers are putting a lot of work into these classes. Now, if you are 13 years old or older, an unmarried young person, I want you to stand up because I want to count you tonight.
यदि तपाईँ चाहिँ 13 वर्ष अथवा माथि हुनुहुन्छ र विवाह भएको छैन भने चाहिँ आज तपाईँ उभिएको म चाहन्छु म गन्न चाहन्छु
Do you know what ubino means? Okay, thank you. More than 100. More than 100 young people. Well, my hope is not in the young people. My hope is in the Lord. My hope is in young people who love and serve Jesus Christ. I counted over 100, but how many of that 100 love and serve Jesus Christ? My hope is not in the lukewarm young people. Not in the young people with one foot in the world. But I believe we have a lot of young people who are seeking God's will. And so if Jesus tarries, that's our future. So have you been working in the conference, trying to find something to do?
You
might have to bring me that green bag. Green bag. I forgot it. I'll ask you to pick up the trash if you see it. And I found this trash just right out there.
About
the trash.
To pray 4 miles.
No one's doing that.
It's
a small thing. But the Bible says if you're faithful in the little things, you're faithful in the big things.
So
somebody's stealing, it seems like. One girl is missing 1500 rupees. And so someone on the girl's side probably has stolen that, it seems. And we're going to have to assign people to be watching during the breaks. So let us know if you're missing anything else. I said about the workers at the school and Beacon, some of them stealing time.
School ko baare mein chahiye, yah kamdar haru madhe koi koi le chahiye, samay zore ko.
That's true.
Yeh
I did not say everyone was guilty of that.
Aba yah kam karne sabhi ne doshi chhan mane ro maine bani ko thiye na.
But it's been a big problem.
Aba yeh tulu samasya bhayeko chha.
We've had cameramen in the school who do half-hearted work.
Yah school mein chahiye aba. Camera ko kaam garne vyakti chahi aadha manle matra kaam gareko
and quit without giving a notice
ani hamlai agrim suchana nai nadikana tetike chhodera hideko cha
and teachers quitting
ani shikshak haru pani athwa shikshika pani nasodikana hideko cha
video editors wasting time
ani video edit garne kaam garne haru le pani samay.
All of that's true. But not for everyone. And we're thankful for the many hard workers we have in that. In the school and in the video editing. But I want us to look for a minute at this again in Titus 2, 9 through 15.
यस कुरालाई चाहिँ म फेरि पनि तितस दुई अध्यायमा हेर्न चाहन्छु 9-15 पदसम्म
I'm trying to teach
म सिकाउन खोजिरहेको छु
exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things not answering again not purloining but showing all good fidelity that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke. With all authority, let no man despise thee.
दासहरूलाई आफ्ना आफ्ना मालिक प्रति आज्ञाकारी हुनु सबै कुराहरूमा उनीहरूलाई प्रसन्न गराउनु मुख नलाग्नु लामो हात नगर्नु तर सब प्रकारको असल इमानदारीपना देखाउनु भनी अर्ती देव यसरी नै सबै कुराहरूमा तिनीहरूले परमेश्वर हाम्रो मुक्तिदाताको शिक्षालाई सिँगारिदिउन् किनकि मुक्ति ल्याउने परमेश्वरको अनुग्रह सबै मानिसहरू कहाँ देखा परेको छ र हामीलाई यो सिकाउँछ अभक्ति र सांसारिक अभिलाषहरू इन्कार गरेर यस वर्तमान संसारमा हामीले आत्मसंयम धार्मिकता र भक्तिसाथ जिउनु पर्छ र त्यस धन्य आशाको र हाम्रा महान परमेश्वर मुक्तिदाता येशु ख्रीष्टको महिमापूर्ण आगमनको बाटो हेर्दै जिउनु पर्छ हामीलाई सबै अधर्मबाट छुटकारा दिनलाई र असल असल कामहरूमा जोसिलो भएको एउटा विशेष जातिलाई आफ्नै निम्ति शुद्ध पार्नलाई उहाँले आफैलाई हाम्रा निम्ति दिइहाल्नुभयो अधिकारसित यी कुराहरू भन अर्ती देऊ र हप्काऊ कुनै मानिसले तिमीलाई तुच्छ ठान्न नपाओस् यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको साँचो अनुग्रह हो
When we're saved by the grace of God and we live by the grace of God.
मुक्ति पाउँछौं हामीले अनुग्रहले मुक्ति पाउँछौं र हामी अनुग्रहले जिउँछौं
And the grace of God teaches us how to live.
अनि परमेश्वरको अनुग्रहले हामीलाई कसरी जिउनु पर्छ भनेर सिकाउँछ.
And we live in verse 12, we live denying ungodliness and worldly lust.
अनि यहाँ 12 पद हेर्नुस्, हामी कसरी जिउने हो भने अभक्ति र सांसारिक अभिलाषहरू इन्कार गरेर.
And we live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world.
हामी कसरी जिउने हो भने हामीले यस वर्तमान संसारमा आत्मसंयम, धार्मिकता र भक्ति साथ जिउने हो.
And so this present world is not the end.
त्यसैले यो वर्तमान संसार नै अन्तिम कुरा होइन.
And as we wait for the next life, God teaches us how to live in this present life.
अनि आउने वाला जीवनको प्रतीक्षामा हामी जिउने गर्दाखेरि वर्तमानमा कसरी जिउनु पर्छ उहाँले सिकाउनुहुन्छ.
And if you're not saved, your next life is in eternal hell.
तपाईले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छैन भने त तपाईको आउने वाला जीवन भनेको अनन्त नरकमा हो.
Christ is the only savior.
क्रिस्ट मात्र एकमात्र मुक्तिदाता हुनुहुन्छ.
You die without him, you have no savior.
उहाँ बिना तपाई मर्नुस् तपाईको कुनै मुक्तिदाता
छैन. You'll only have eternal judgment for your sin.
तपाईको पापहरुको लागि त्यहाँ केवल अनन्त दण्ड मात्र बाँकी रहन्छ.
So God's people are looking for the blessed hope.
त्यसैले परमेश्वरको जनहरूले चाहिँ यो धन्यको आशाको बाटो हेर्दैछन्.
And while we look for that hope, we are living according to God's will.
अनि जब त्यो आशाको बाटो हेर्दै हामी जिउँछौँ, हामी चाहिँ परमेश्वरको इच्छा बमोजिम वर्तमानमा जिउनु पर्छ.
And part of that is learning how to be a good worker.
अनि त्यसमध्ये एउटा कुरा चाहिँ के हो भने एउटा असल कामदार हुन सिक्नु.
And here it tells us verse 9 to 10.
And 9 to 10 padma yaha hamlai bataeko chha kasari
we're supposed to be obedient to our masters.
Hami chai malik prati agyakari hunu parcha.
How obedient?
Kati agyakari?
Look at verse 9. How obedient?
9 padma yaha kati agyakari?
To please him well in all things.
Uniharlai prasanna garauna sabai kuraharma uniharlai prasanna garauna.
To please him well in all things.
Sabai kuraharma uniharlai prasanna garauna.
Is that the kind of worker you are?
Ke tapai estai khalko kamdar hunuhuncha?
Not answering again.
Mukh nalagnu.
And then it says not purloining.
Ani sadhi bhanecha lamo hat nagarnu.
Lamo hat is a good figure of speech.
Yo chai ramro bhasha ko alankar ta ho.
And somebody had a long hand here, it seems, today.
आज पनि कसैले लामो हात गरेको जस्तो देखिन्छ.
But there's many ways to steal.
तर चोर्ने पनि धेरै तरिका छन्.
Right here, I believe it explains to us, verse 10, what it means. Because it says, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity.
यहाँ नै यो लामो हात नगर्नु भन्ने कुरालाई चाहिँ यहाँ बयान गरेको अथवा यसको व्याख्या गर्दैछ. कि त्यहाँ भनेछ तर सब प्रकारको असल इमान्दारीपना
देखाउनु.
तपाईँले असल इमान्दारीपना देखाउँदै हुनुहुन्छ देखाउँदै हुनुहुन्न भने तपाईँले चाहिँ चोर्दै हुनुहुन्छ. यसको माने यही हो.
You say, I'm not thief.
तपाईँले भन्छ म कहाँ चोर.
Don't call me thief.
मलाई चोर नभन्नु न.
If you are a worker and you're getting paid and you're not showing all good fidelity in all of your work, you are stealing.
तपाई एउटा कामदार हुनुहुन्छ, तपाईलाई त्यहाँ ज्याला दिइरहेछ भने, अनि यदि तपाईले चाहिँ सब प्रकारको असल इमानदारीपना देखाइरहनु भएको छैन भने तपाई चोर हुनुहुन्छ.
If you're not working as hard as you can,
यदि तपाईले चाहिँ सक्दो परिश्रम गरिरहनु भएको छैन,
and as good as you can,
अनि जति राम्रो गर्न सक्नुहुन्थ्यो त्यो गरिरहनु भएको छैन,
and the whole time you're supposed to be working,
अनि काम गर्नुपर्ने त्यो पुरै समय काम गरिरहनु भएको छैन,
from the beginning time to the closing time,
त्यो सुरुको समयदेखि अन्त हुने समयसम्म,
you're not pleasing God,
त्यसो भने तपाईँले परमेश्वर खुसी पारिरहनु भएको छैन,
and you're stealing from your master,
अनि तपाईँले चाहिँ आफ्नो मालिकबाट चाहिँ चोर्ने काम गरिरहनु भएको छ,
and that's the teaching of God's word,
अनि यो चाहिँ बाइबल परमेश्वरको वचनको शिक्षा हो.
Very high teaching, isn't it?
होइन त यो एकदमै उच्च शिक्षा छ.
God's ways are not man's ways.
परमेश्वरको तरिका चाहिँ मार्गहरू चाहिँ मान्छेको मार्ग जस्तो छैन.
That's the teaching of scriptures about servants and masters.
यो नै शिक्षा हो मालिक र दासहरूको बारेमा पवित्र शास्त्रको शिक्षा.
Now, We also mentioned in Zechariah 13:3 today.
हामीले चाहिँ जकरिया 13 को 3 पनि उल्लेख गरेका थियौं आज.
And I wanted to go back there for a minute.
त्यहाँ एकछिन त्यहाँ फर्केर जान चाहन्छु.
Zechariah 13:3.
जकरिया 13 को 3.
The next to last book in the Old Testament.
पुरानो नियमको दोस्रो अन्तिम पुस्तक हो.
And it came to shall come to pass when any shall prophesy, yet prophesy, then his father and his mother that begat him shall say unto him, Thou shalt not live. For thou speakest lies in the name of the Lord, and his father and his mother that begat him shall thrust him through when he prophesieth.
And yes, the Hunetsa, Azepani Kasele Bavishibani Garivane, just like Zamanitis, the Babritiski Amalitis, like Bunnitsan. तँ बाँच्ने छैनस् किनकि तँ परमप्रभुको नाममा झुट बोल्दैछस् अनि जब त्यसले भविष्यवाणी गर्छ तब त्यसलाई जन्माउने त्यसका बाबु र त्यसकी आमाले त्यसलाई वार पार छेडिदिनेछन्
This is when Christ will come
जब ख्रीष्ट आउनुहुनेछ तब यस्तो हुनेछ
We don't kill our children today
आज हामी हाम्रो छोराछोरीलाई मार्दैनौ
Not for any reason
कुनै पनि कारणले पनि मार्दैनौ
But in Christ's kingdom, this will happen. When someone is trying to teach a false god, that will not be allowed. But there is an application for us today. Jesus actually taught that in Matthew 10:37. Matthew 10:37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
जसले बाबु वा आमालाई मलाई भन्दा बेसी माया गर्दछ त्यो मेरो योग्यको छैन अनि जसले छोरा वा छोरीलाई मलाई भन्दा बेसी माया गर्दछ त्यो मेरो योग्यको छैन
And so, we must honor God more than our relatives. And the parents must honor God more than their children. Many parents fear the children more than God. And they honor the children more than God. Even Christian parents.
Christian babu amarle samet.
And they let the child disobey. Many of your children are very disobedient. And you allow that. And that means you don't honor God. God says, discipline them, and you don't. Even when we teach you, you don't do that. Because you honor your children more than you honor God. And you say, well, they won't like me if I discipline them. Well, if you discipline them in the right way, they will love you. Jonathan's children love him very much. But you fear your children, you fear something more than God. Children, you let them disobey, you support them in their sin.
उनीहरूले भनेको नमान्दा छोडिदिनुहुन्छ पाप गर्दा उनीहरूलाई समर्थन गरिरहनु भएको छ
When they get older and they are rebels, you give them money, you continue to give them schooling.
उनीहरू अलि ठुलो हुन्छन् अनि उनीहरूलाई पैसा दिनुहुन्छ अनि उनीहरूको स्कुल पढाइरहनु भएको छ
Why should you give your money to a rebel?
किन एउटा विद्रोहीलाई तपाईँ पैसा दिनुहुन्छ
You say, well, he's my child.
तपाईँ भन्नुहुन्छ मेरो छोरा हो नि त
Yeah, but He is a rebel against God. And you shouldn't help that. When they're old enough to make their choices and they're rebels, don't help them.
विद्रोही रहिरहन्छ भने सहायता नगर्नुस्.
Why should you do that?
किन तपाईं त्यो गर्ने?
You are participating in their sin.
उनीहरुको पापमा तपाईंले भाग लिइरहनु भएको छ.
Spoiling them.
उनीहरुलाई बिगार्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
So Christ is teaching us to honor him more than our relatives.
त्यसैले क्रिस्टले चाहिँ हाम्रो नातगोतालाई भन्दा आफन्तलाई भन्दा परमेश्वरलाई आदर गर्नुपर्छ भन्नुभयो.
Parents must honor God more than the children.
बुवाआमाले आफ्नो छोराछोरीलाई भन्दा परमेश्वरको आदर गर्नुपर्छ.
And children must honor Christ more than the parents.
अनि छोराछोरीले आफ्नो बुवाआमालाई भन्दा क्रिस्टलाई आदर गर्नुपर्छ.
And many of you young people have made that choice for Christ.
तपाईहरुमध्ये कति जना युवाहरुले क्रिस्टको निम्ति त्यो निर्णय गर्नु भएको छ?
Some of you they your parents did not want you to go to Bible college.
तपाईहरुमध्ये कतिलाई चाहिँ बाइबल कलेज नजाऊ भन्ने भनेको थियो बुवाआमाले.
But God wanted was calling you.
तर परमेश्वरले बोलाउँदै हुनुहुन्थ्यो तपाईलाई.
And you put Christ first.
अनि तपाईले क्रिस्टलाई पहिलो स्थानमा राख्नु भयो.
That's what God wants us to do.
परमेश्वरले त्यस्तै गरेको चाहनुहुन्छ.
God wants us to love and honor our parents.
परमेश्वरले चाहनुहुन्छ आफ्नो बुवा आमालाई आदर गरेको.
But not above him.
तर उहाँ भन्दा माथि चाहिँ होइन.
So it's very powerful teaching.
त्यसैले यो एकदम प्रभावकारी शक्तिशाली शिक्षा हो.
Now we want to go back to Ephesians 5 tonight.
अब आज चाहिँ फर्केर हामी एफेसी 5 मा जान चाहन्छौँ.
In Ephesians 5 we're seeing Paul's teaching about marriage.
एफेसी 5 मा हामीले हेर्दैछौँ विवाह सम्बन्धी पावलले सिकाएका शिक्षा.
And it's a beautiful picture of Christ in the church.
अनि यो चाहिँ क्रिस्ट र मण्डलीको सुन्दर तस्बिर हो.
And God gives the wife, the husband and the wife their responsibilities in the home.
अनि परमेश्वरले पतिलाई अनि पत्नीलाई घर परिवारमा जिम्मा बाँड्नुहुन्छ.
And he begins with the wife.
अनि पत्नीबाट सुरु गर्नुहुन्छ.
And then he addresses the husband.
त्यसपछि पतिहरूलाई सम्बोधन गर्नुहुन्छ.
And so tonight let's read Ephesians 5 25 through 32.
त्यसैले यस साँझ चाहिँ हामी एफेसी 5 को 25 देखि 32 पदसम्म हामी पढ्नेछौँ.
Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. They too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Let's go through verse 33.
त्यति स्पष्टसम्म नै पढौँ हामी. हे पतिहरू हो, आफ्ना पत्नीलाई प्रेम गर जसरी ख्रीष्टले पनि मण्डलीलाई प्रेम गर्नुभयो र त्यसका निम्ति आफैलाई अर्पण गर्नुभयो, त्यसलाई वचनद्वारा जलको स्नानले शुद्ध गरी पवित्र पार्नलाई र मैमित मण्डलीको रूपमा त्यसलाई आफ्नो सामु उपस्थित गराउनलाई, जसमा दाग वा चाउरी वा यस्तै अरू कुनै कुरा हुँदैनन्, तर त्यो पवित्र निष्कलङ्क हुन्छ. यसकारण पतिहरूले आफ्ना पत्नीलाई आफ्नै शरीरहरूलाई चाहिँ प्रेम गर्नुपर्छ. जसले आफ्नै पत्नीलाई प्रेम गर्दछ उसले आफैलाई प्रेम गर्दछ, किनकि कुनै पनि मानिसले कहिले आफ्नो शरीरलाई घृणा गरेको छैन, तर त्यसलाई पालन पोषण र स्याहार सुसार गर्दछ, जसरी प्रभुले पनि मण्डलीलाई गर्नुहुन्छ. किनकि हामी उहाँकै शरीरका, उहाँकै मासुका र उहाँकै हड्डीहरूका अङ्ग हौँ. यही कारणले गर्दा मानिसले आफ्ना बाबु र आमालाई छोड्नेछ र आफ्नी पत्नीसँग मिलिरहनेछ, अनि ती दुई एउटै शरीर हुनेछन्. यो त एउटा ठुलो रहस्य हो, तर म ख्रीष्ट र मण्डलीको विषयमा बोल्दछु. तरै पनि तिमीहरूमध्ये हर एकले आफ्नी पत्नीलाई आफैलाई चाहिँ प्रेम गरोस्, अनि पत्नीले आफ्ना पतिको डर मानोस्.
God addresses the wife first, but he says more to the husband.
पत्नीहरूलाई पहिलो सम्बोधन गर्नु भए तापनि बढी कुरा चाहिँ परमेश्वरले पतिहरूसित गर्नुहुन्छ.
All right, let's pray.
हामी प्रार्थना गरौँ. हाम्रो परमेश्वर, तपाईँको वचन हो, तपाईँको स्वर सुन्नु छ हामीले. हामीलाई ध्यान दिन सहायता गर्नुहोस्, मन लगाउन, डर मान्न, तपाईँको आदर गर्न र लिन. हाम्रो जीवनहरूमा काम गरिदिनुहोस् प्रभु. हाम्रो आँखाहरू खोलिदिनुहोस्, हाम्रो हृदयहरूमा तपाईँको आत्माले काम गरिदिनुहोस्. यहाँ बोल्नलाई, सिकाउनलाई तपाईँको आत्माले सम्हाल्नुहोस्. देवीदालाई अनि मलाई अनुवाद गर्नलाई धन्यवाद छ पिता, प्रभु येशूको नाममा. आमेन.
आमेन. And so God tells the husbands four things.
पतिहरूलाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चारवटा कुराहरू भन्नुहुन्छ.
To love the wife.
पत्नीलाई प्रेम गर्न.
To edify the wife.
पत्नीलाई उन्नति गर्न.
To cleave to the wife.
पत्नीसँग मिलिरहन.
And to lead the wife.
र पत्नीलाई अगुवाई गर्न.
These are the major teachings of this passage.
यो खण्डका मुख्य शिक्षाहरू यिनै हुन्.
And in verse 25 we see that the husband is to love the wife.
25 पदमा चाहिँ हामी देख्छौं कि पतिहरूले चाहिँ पत्नीलाई प्रेम गर्नुपर्छ.
Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
ठीक जसरी ख्रीष्टले पनि मण्डलीलाई प्रेम गर्नुभयो र त्यसका निम्ति आफैलाई अर्पण गर्नुभयो.
And that's how we know Christ loved us.
यसबाट हामी थाहा पाउँछौं कसरी ख्रीष्टले हामीलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ.
He gave himself for us.
उहाँले आफैलाई हाम्रो निम्ति अर्पण गर्नुभयो.
If we want to learn love, we look at Christ.
प्रेम हामी सिक्न चाहन्छौं भने हामी ख्रीष्टलाई हेर्नु हो.
And the more we look at him, the more we learn about love and the more we can have that love.
जति हामी ख्रीष्टलाई हेर्छौं त्यति नै हामी प्रेमको बारेमा सिक्छौँ र त्यो प्रेम हामीसित हुन सक्छ.
And that's the law of the Christian life.
अनि क्रिश्चियन जीवनको नियम नै यस्तो छ.
Christ.
Christ.
He's the law.
उहाँले नियम हुनुहुन्छ.
And we are to grow into his image.
अनि हामी चाहिँ उहाँको स्वरूपमा बनिदै जानु पर्छ.
When Adam and Eve when we first see God in Genesis, we learn something about him.
पहिलो पटक जब परमेश्वरलाई हामी उत्पत्ति पुस्तकमा देख्छौं त्यहाँ उहाँको बारेमा हामी एउटा कुरा सिक्छौं.
We see him creating everything.
उहाँले चाहिँ सबै कुराहरू सृष्टि गरिरहनु भएको देख्छौँ.
By his great power, 6 days he created everything.
उहाँको महान शक्तिले 6 दिनमा सबै थोक बनाउनु भयो.
So we see there that he's very great in power and wisdom.
त्यसले देख्छौँ उहाँ एकदम महान हुनुहुन्छ उहाँको बुद्धि अनि सामर्थ्यमा.
Then in chapter 2 we see him making the man and first making the man.
अनि त्यसले दुई अध्यायमा चाहिँ हामी देख्छौँ पहिलो चाहिँ उहाँले मानिसलाई बनाउनु भएको.
And then talking with the man.
अनि त्यसपछि मानिससँग कुरा गर्नुभएको.
Giving the man a law.
उसलाई नियम दिनुभएको.
Making beautiful garden for them, him.
उसको लागि चाहिँ सुन्दर बगैँचा बनाउनु भएको.
We learn many things about God there.
त्यहाँ पनि परमेश्वरको बारेमा धेरै कुरा सिक्छौँ.
He's a person.
उहाँ एक व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्छ.
You can talk to him.
उहाँसँग कुरा गर्न सकिन्छ.
He came and walked in the Garden of Eden with Adam.
उहाँ आउनुभयो र बगैँचामा अदनमा आदमसँग हिँड्नुभयो, कुरा गर्नुभयो.
We see his kindness in giving Adam a great wonderful garden.
उहाँको दया देख्छौं आदमलाई यस्तो सुन्दर बगैँचा दिनुभएकोमा.
We see that he is a very giving person. He likes to supply all of the needs and abundantly.
उहाँ चाहिँ एकदम दिन रुचाउने खालको व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्छ किनभने प्रशस्त गरी त्यहाँ दिनुभएको छ आदमलाई.
We learn so many things about God there.
त्यहाँ हामी परमेश्वरको बारेमा धेरै कुराहरू सिक्न सक्छौँ.
But we don't learn about him fully until we see him in the Gospels.
तर उहाँको बारेमा हामीले पूर्ण रूपमा सिकेका हुँदैनौँ तबसम्म जब हामीसम्म हामीले चाहिँ सुसमाचार पुस्तकहरूमा उहाँलाई देख्दैनौँ.
Christ is the full revelation of God.
कृष्ण नै परमेश्वरको पूर्ण प्रकाश हुनुहुन्छ.
And the cross is the fullest revelation of God.
अनि क्रूस चाहिँ परमेश्वरको पूरै प्रकाश हुनुहुन्छ.
And so by looking at Christ and how he gave himself for us, we learn about love.
त्यसैले क्रिस्टलाई जब हेर्छौँ अनि कसरी उहाँले आफैलाई दिनुभयो हाम्रो निम्ति भन्ने देख्छौँ हामी चाहिँ त्यहाँ प्रेम देख्छौँ.
And we see that love is not a feeling.
अनि अध्यक्ष
ओन्ली अ फीलिङ
प्रेम चाहिँ केवल भावना मात्र होइन
दैट कम्स एन्ड गोस
भावना त आउँछ जान्छ
फॉर सेक यू डोन्ट ह्याव अ मेनी टाइम्स यू डोन्ट ह्याव लभिंग फीलिंग्स
बिरामी हुँदाखेरि एकदम प्रेमिलो भावना र हामीसित प्राय हुँदैन
एन्ड troubles you know are happening in the world and so many troubles and maybe it's you know someone is dying and all these you don't have a maybe loving feelings or at that time
ani sansar ma dherai samasya haru dekhda ani apna jivan ma bibhinna samasya haru koi marcha ityadi hunda kheri chha tapai ko hriday ma chha yesto prem kai bhavana bhairako jasto hudaina
but love is much more than that
tara prem chai tyo bhanda ati nai badi kura ho
and love is giving love is doing what God tells us to do
prem chai dinu prem chai parmeshwar le hamle je garo bhanne bhayo chha garnu ho
Christ gave himself completely for his bride
Christ le apna dulai ko nimti aflai sampurna gari dinu bhayo
he gave everything
one is sarvasva dinu bhayo
and to redeem the church
मण्डलीलाई किन्नको निम्ति उद्धार गर्नको निम्ति
but that's not the emphasis here
तर यहाँ चाहिँ जोड त्यस कुरामा दिएको त छैन
the emphasis here is that he gave himself not just what he did but that he gave himself for us
जोड चाहिँ केमा दिएको छ भने उहाँले हाम्रो निम्ति आफैलाई दिनुभयो उहाँले के गर्नुभयो भन्ने भन्दा पनि उहाँले आफैलाई दिनुभएको कुरा
He gave himself.
आफैलाई अर्पण गर्नुभयो.
He didn't just come and do something, he gave himself.
म केवल यहाँ आउनु भएर यस्तो यस्तो गर्नुभयो मात्र होइन उहाँले आफैलाई दिनुभयो भन्ने कुरामा जोड दिए.
And we have everything he is. We have him.
अनि हामीसँग चाहिँ उहाँ जति हुनुहुन्छ त्यो जम्मै हामीसँग छ.
Everything Christ is belongs to the church.
क्राइस्ट जे जति हुनुहुन्छ त्यो मण्डलीको भएको छ
he gave himself
उहाँले आफैलाई दिनुभयो हाम्रो निम्ति
and he cherishes the church
अनि उहाँले मण्डलीलाई
cherish what in verse 29
okay
yeah he nourishes and cherishes it
प्रभुले मण्डलीलाई स्याहार सुसार गर्नुहुन्छ
cherishes it
स्याहार सुसार गर्नुहुन्छ
and that is referring to a mother bird keeping her little chicks warm
yo shabda chai euta mauchara le apna challa haru lai chai bachera haru lai nyano rahireko kura bayan garna
pariyo and greater that it's referring to a mother nursing her child
kati bhanda pani badi chai euta aama le apno shishu bachcha lai chai dudh khuaeko
and that's
sihar garireko
that's the way Christ loves the church
Krishna
cherishes it
त्यसले मण्डलीलाई यसरी प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ अर्थात् त्यसलाई स्याहार सुसार गर्नुहुन्छ
He cares for it, he cherishes it, he gives himself for it.
उहाँले मण्डलीलाई फिक्री गर्नुहुन्छ अनि यसलाई स्याहार सुसार गर्नुहुन्छ र यसका निम्ति आफैलाई दिनुहुन्छ
It's the highest example of love in that exists in the universe.
यो चाहिँ सम्पूर्ण सृष्टिमा नै प्रेमको सबैभन्दा उत्कृष्ट नमुना
And God tells a husband to love his wife like that.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ भन्नुहुन्छ कि एउटा पतिले पत्नीलाई त्यसरी प्रेम गर्नुपर्छ.
That's very high teaching.
यो त अति नै उच्च शिक्षा हो.
God is teaching us great great things here.
परमेश्वरले हामीलाई यहाँ ज्यादै महान महान कुराहरू सिकाउँदै हुनुहुन्छ.
And this is the husband's business.
अनि यो चाहिँ पतिको काम कुरा हो.
And if you have two wives I guess you're double busy
यदि तपाईको चाहिँ दुईटा पत्नी छ भने त तपाईको अब व्यस्तता दोब्बर हुने भयो
or three wives I don't know what you're going to do
अब तीनटा छ भने त के गर्नु होला कुनै
big teaching
यो एकदम ठूलो शिक्षा हो
so we need to think about this and figure and think about how to do this
त्यसैले हामीले यसको बारेमा सोच्नु पर्छ र यो कसरी म पूरा गर्ने भनेर चाहिँ विचार गर्नुपर्छ
The wife needs to think about how can I honor the husband what ways can I do this
पत्नीले चाहिँ सोच्नु पर्छ मैले कसरी पतिलाई आदर गर्नु कुन कुन तरिकाले गर्न सक्छु
And on the husband's side he needs to be thinking how can I love that wife
अब पत्नीको पट्टिबाट पतिको पट्टिबाट उसले सोच्नु पर्छ अब मेरो पत्नीलाई कसरी प्रेम गर्ने.
He needs to tell his wife that he loves her.
अब उसले भन्नु पर्छ आफ्नो पत्नीलाई म तिमीलाई प्रेम गर्छु भनेर.
And God tells us he loves us.
अनि परमेश्वरले त भन्नुहुन्छ उहाँले हामीलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ भनेर.
We like to hear that.
हामीलाई त्यो सुन्न मन लाग्छ.
We like to hear about God's love for us.
अनि हाम्रो निम्ति परमेश्वरको प्रेम छ भन्ने कुरा सुन्न मन लाग्छ.
We like that.
हामीलाई मन पर्छ.
And we love him because he first loved us.
अनि हामी उहाँलाई प्रेम गर्दछौँ किनभने उहाँले पहिले हामीलाई प्रेम गर्नुभयो.
And the husband needs to tell the wife that he loves her.
अनि पतिले आफ्नो पत्नीलाई त्यो भन्नु पर्छ उसलाई म प्रेम गर्छु भनेर.
And tell her many times.
अनि उसलाई धेरै पटक भन्नु पर्छ.
And but more than that.
तर त्यो भन्दा बढी.
And that's important.
अनि त्यो महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा हो.
But more than that, the husband must show that he loves her.
तर त्यो भन्दा बढी चाहिँ के भने उसले चाहिँ उसलाई प्रेम गर्छ भन्ने कुरा देखाउनु पर्छ.
And his and the husband's business to obey God is to think about how can I show love to my wife.
श्रीमानको काम चाहिँ अब परमेश्वरको यो आज्ञा पालन गर्नलाई चाहिँ अब सोच्नु मेरो पत्नीलाई म कसरी प्रेम देखाउँछु.
That should be a big part of our thinking.
हाम्रो सोचाइमा यसले ठुलो भाग ओगटेको हुनुपर्छ.
And God is telling us of a completely different way of marriage than the world knows anything about.
परमेश्वरले हामीलाई विवाहको बारेमा यस्तो तरिका बताउँदै हुनुहुन्छ जसको बारेमा संसारलाई केही पनि थाहा छैन.
How do we show love?
कसरी प्रेम देखाउने?
Well, by being kind rather than harsh.
कठोर हुनुभन्दा कडा हुनुभन्दा कोमल भएर दयालु भएर.
Men oftentimes tend to be hard.
पुरुषहरू धेरै पटक चाहिँ कडा प्रति झुक्छन्.
It's natural.
त्यो स्वाभाविक हो.
But that's not love.
तर त्यो प्रेम होइन.
Kindness is love.
दया चाहिँ प्रेम हो.
Kindness is a wonderful thing.
दया चाहिँ सुन्दर कुरा हो.
Proverbs 19:22 says the desire of a man is his kindness.
हितोपदेश 19:22 यो बताएको छ.
The desire of a man is his kindness. Look at that verse. Think about that verse.
मानिसको दया नै उसको चाहना हो भनेको छ. यस पदको बारेमा विचार गर्नुहोस् हेर्नुहोस् मानिसको दया नै उसको चाहना हो.
I like kind people. Everyone likes kind people.
मलाई दयालु मान्छेहरू मनपर्छ. सबैलाई दयालु मान्छेहरू मनपर्छ.
And that's what we desire, that we like that.
अनि हामीले त्यो चाहना गर्छौं हामीलाई मन पर्छ.
Even hard men like kind people. I believe that's true.
कठोर मान्छेहरूलाई पनि दयालु मान्छे नै मन पर्छ मलाई विश्वास छ.
And Christ is kind.
क्राइस्ट दयालु हुनुहुन्छ.
He's the kindest man.
उहाँ नै सबभन्दा दयालु मान्छे हुनुहुन्छ.
And we show love by being kind.
अनि हामी चाहिँ हाम्रो प्रेम कसरी देखाउँछौँ भने दयालु भएर.
Just being kind.
दयालु भएर.
By patience.
धैर्यवान भएर पनि देखाउँछ.
By patience.
धैर्यवान भएर.
The wife will do many things that you don't like. Your wife will do things you don't like. You don't agree with.
तपाईँको पत्नीले कति कुराहरू गर्नेछन् जो चाहिँ तपाईँलाई मन पर्दैन तपाईँको सहमति छैन.
My wife doesn't do that, but your wife will.
अब मेरो पत्नीले त त्यस्तो गर्नुहुन्न तर तपाईँको पत्नीले चाहिँ गर्नेछ.
So we have to be very patient with one another.
त्यसैले हामी चाहिँ एक अर्काप्रति चाहिँ एकदम धैर्यवान हुनुपर्छ.
Patience is love. The Bible teaches us that.
अनि
1 Corinthians 13, patience is long suffering is love.
अनि यसरी धैर्यवान हुनु धीरजी भनेछ त्यो चाहिँ प्रेम हो भनेको छ 1 Corinthians 13.
How do we show love?
प्रेम कसरी देखाउँछौं?
Well, by being merciful.
कृपालु भएर पनि हो.
Very merciful. God's merciful to you.
परमेश्वर तपाईं प्रति कृपालु हुनुहुन्छ.
So you must be merciful to your wife.
त्यसैले तपाईं आफ्नो पत्नी प्रति कृपालु हुनुपर्छ.
That's love.
अनि त्यो प्रेम हो.
And by not criticizing her.
अनि उसलाई आलोचना नगरिकन पनि प्रेम देखाइन्छ.
And mocking her.
अनि उसको खिसी गरेर नगरिकन पनि प्रेम देखाइन्छ.
I saw a t-shirt in the Philippines.
फिलिपिन्समा हुँदा मैले एउटा t-shirt देखेको थिएँ.
And that t-shirt said, I don't need Google My wife knows everything.
अनि त्यो टी-शर्टमा लेखेको थियो मलाई गुगलको आवश्यक छैन मेरो श्रीमतीलाई सबै कुरा थाहा छ.
Well, some of you know what that means. You get on the internet to find the answers to things.
अब त्यो चाहिँ इन्टरनेटमा केही प्रश्नको जवाफहरू खोज्नको लागि त्यहाँ गइन्छ.
Well, actually that's putting down the wife and criticizing her in a way.
वास्तवमा चाहिँ त्यो चाहिँ के अरे आफ्नो पत्नीलाई चाहिँ
And it's a mocking way. But we need to build the wife up, not make fun of her. By not being bitter. How do we show love? By not being bitter. We know that bitterness is a special problem for husbands.
अब हामीलाई थाहा छ कि यो तितोपना भन्ने चाहिँ विशेष यो पतिहरूको एउटा समस्या हुन्छ.
Because God specifically says in Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them.
किनभने परमेश्वरले कलोसी 3:19 तोकेर नै यसरी भन्नुहुन्छ, हे पतिहरू हो, आफ्नै आफ्नै पत्नीलाई प्रेम गर र उनीहरू प्रति
And so, what is love? Being not bitter. Not being bitter. Not being bitter. Bitter thoughts come against the wife. And we stop those thoughts by confessing that as sin.
And ti vicharhrulai chai hami yesari rokchhau jaba hami chai ti
And we stop those thoughts by showing love.
And ti vicharhrulai hami yasari rokchhau jaba hami prem dekhaunchhau.
Be not bitter.
Tita nabhannus.
How do we show love?
Kasari prem hami dekhaune?
We need to take care of the wife physically.
Patniko fikri ra her vichar wasta garnu parcha sharirik rupma.
As much as possible, the man should make sure the wife has everything she needs.
जहाँसम्म सम्भव छ श्रीमतीलाई जे जति चाहिन्छ सबै कुराहरू प्रबन्ध गर्नुपर्छ.
That she has the clothes she needs.
उसलाई चाहिने खालको चाहिने पहिरन होस्.
And how do we show love?
कसरी हामी प्रेम देखाउँछौँ?
By spending time with her.
उनीसित समय बिताएर हो.
Spending time with her. You cannot show love if you don't spend any time.
उसँग समय बिताउनुहुन्न भने उसलाई प्रेम देखाउन सक्नुहुन्न.
And spending time before children come is important to spend time together
ani bachar jamin bhanda agadi nai sanga samay bitauna chai mahatwapurna kura ho.
Spend time together, don't just spend all your time away from your wife.
Samay bitaunus, sara samay chai patni bata alag bhayera na bitaunus.
That's love.
Yo prem ho.
She knows that you want to be with her
ani usle jandacha ki tapai chai
Have dates with her.
अनि उसँग चाहिँ यस्तो डेट अथवा समय निकालेर कतै जानुस्.
We don't want your unmarried boys and girls to have dates, but our married people should have dates.
अब विवाह नभएका युवा युवतीहरू चाहिँ आपसमा यस्तो डेट त गरेका हामी चाहँदैनौँ, तर विवाहित पति पत्नीले चाहिँ यस्तो डेट गर्नुपर्छ.
Try to find someone to take care of the children and go out and have a meal, do something. अनि हेभ अ मोमो
नानीहरूलाई चाहिँ हेर्न अरूलाई जिम्मा दिनुहोस् अनि जानुहोस् कतै केही खान जानुहोस् मोमो खानुहोस्.
Don't have much money, buy some sekwa from Dorje, buy some sekwa. No, spend time together.
अनि पैसा छ भने दोस्रोसँग सेक्वा माग्नुहोस्.
You gotta have time.
अनि त्यसैले समय बिताउनुस् प्रेम देखाउनलाई समय निकाल्नै पर्छ.
To talk to her, to know her and to see what's happening.
कुरा गर्न अनि उसलाई चिन्न जान्न के भइरहेको छ.
To draw close together.
अनि उसको नजिक हुन.
Spending time.
त्यसैले समय बिताउनु.
How do we show love?
हामी कसरी प्रेम देखाउँछौँ?
Being thankful.
धन्यवादी भएर.
It's easy to forget to be thankful for that husband or wife.
त्यो पति पत्नीलाई चाहिँ धन्यवादी हुन बिर्सन चाहिँ सजिलो छ.
And they do many things for us, but we don't ever say thank you. We don't ever show thankfulness for that.
हाम्रो लागि कति धेरै कामहरू कुराहरू गर्छन् तर त्यसको लागि धन्यवाद भन्न धन्यवादी देखाउन हामीले बिर्सन्छौँ.
But when someone does something for us, we should be thankful.
तर कसैले हाम्रो निम्ति केही गरिदिँदाखेरि चाहिँ हामी धन्यवादी हुनुपर्छ.
Someone makes a meal for you, you need to be thankful.
कसैले तपाईँको लागि खानेकुरा पकाइदिन्छ खुवाउँछ भने तपाईँ धन्यवादी हुनुपर्छ.
And to God first, but then to that person.
सबभन्दा पहिला परमेश्वरलाई अनि त्यसपछि त्यो व्यक्तिलाई.
So we just need to think about it. How can I show love?
त्यसैले हामीले सोच्नु पर्छ कसरी म प्रेम देखाउन
सक्छु. It's what God wants me to do, so how can I do this?
अब परमेश्वरले मलाई यो गरेको चाहनुहुन्छ त्यसभए म कसरी यो गर्ने हो.
And we think about how can I make money?
हामी चाहिँ सोच्छौँ पैसा कसरी कमाउने हो.
And we make plans to do that.
अनि त्यो गर्नलाई हामीले योजनाहरू बनाउँछौँ.
And many things in life.
अनि जीवनमा धेरै कुराहरू त्यसो गर्छौँ.
These are the things we need to think about.
अब हामीले सोच्नु पर्ने यी कुराहरू हुन्.
And God will help us.
परमेश्वरले सहायता गर्नुहुन्छ.
How do we show love?
पर प्रेम कसरी देखाउने?
By being a gentleman. You can use the English word.
एउटा gentleman भने भएर हो.
Gentleman, it comes. The idea of a gentleman is that the man will take care of the woman and take care of her. Show honor to her.
Gentleman भन्ने शब्दको धारणा चाहिँ के हो भने उसले चाहिँ आफ्नो पत्नीको हेरविचार गर्छ, आदर गर्छ.
And the Western society, America, England, was influenced and created by the Bible.
अनि अमेरिका, बेलायत, पश्चिमेली मुलुकहरू कति चाहिँ बाइबलद्वारा प्रभावित भएको थियो यसको निर्माणमा.
And even when I was a boy, when I was young, still the Bible influence was very strong in America.
अनि म सानो हुँदाखेरि पनि अमेरिकामा बाइबलको प्रभाव बलियो थियो.
And men would always open the door for the woman, if not even their wife, but any woman.
अनि पुरुषहरूले चाहिँ जो कोही आफ्नो श्रीमतीलाई मात्र होइन जो कोही स्त्रीको लागि पनि ढोका खोलिदिने गर्थ्यो.
And let the woman go first.
अनि स्त्रीलाई चाहिँ पहिला जान दिन्थ्यो.
And pull out the chair for her when they're sitting down.
अनि बस्ने बेलामा चाहिँ त्यहाँ मेज त्यहाँ तानेर राखिदिने गर्थ्यो.
And walk on the street side of the road.
अनि सडकमा हिँड्दाखेरि चाहिँ यो गाडी हिँड्ने पट्टी चाहिँ पुरुष हिँडिदिन्थ्यो स्त्रीलाई भित्र राखेर.
And why?
किन?
Because that's the dangerous side.
किनभने त्यो चाहिँ खतराको पक्ष हो.
The side by the traffic is the dangerous side.
जता गाडी गुडिरहेछ त्यता खतरा छ.
For sure, that's every side.
अब यहाँ नेपालमा भने त जता पनि खतरा.
Because motorcycles will go everywhere, but when there's a little bit of law and order, that's the danger sign. And so the men were thinking about this and learning these ways.
त्यसैले पुरुषहरूले चाहिँ यी कुराहरूको बारेमा सोचिरहेका थिए अनि यस्तो मार्गहरू सिकिरहेका थिए.
To protect her.
उसलाई सुरक्षा
दिनको लागि. And care for her and honor her.
अनि उसको वास्ता गर्न अनि उसलाई आदर गर्न.
So that's what the husband needs to do.
त्यसैले पतिले गर्नुपर्ने चाहिँ यस्तो हो.
Make sure she has what she needs.
उसलाई जे जे आवश्यक छ उसलाई त्यो पुगाउनुहोस्.
And many ways, but we need to think about it.
धेरै तरिका छ तर हामीले चाहिँ मूल कुरा सोच्नु पर्छ.
To love the wife.
पत्नीलाई प्रेम गर्नु.
To make that my business.
यो चाहिँ मेरो कामै हो भनेर चाहिँ सोच्नु पर्छ.
Then God says to edify the wife, verses 26 and 27.
अनि परमेश्वरले अब 26 र 27 पदमा चाहिँ पत्नीलाई
to sanctify and cleanse it. So the example of Christ is to edify the wife, build her up, sanctify her.
निर्माण गर्दै पवित्रतामा उसलाई बढाउँदै लानुपर्छ भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ यहाँ शिक्षा छ.
That's what Christ is doing for his people.
अनि क्रिस्टले चाहिँ आफ्नो जनहरूको निम्ति ठिक यही काम गरिरहनु भएको छ.
He's personally doing this. We see that he's personally doing this.
उहाँले व्यक्तिगत रूपमा यो गरिरहनु भएको छ.
And toward the goal of perfection.
सिद्धताको त्यो लक्ष्यतिर त्यसलाई हासिल गर्ने उद्देश्यले चाहिँ यो काम गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
That we will be holy and without blemish.
ताकि हामी चाहिँ पवित्र हृदयग्रहित होस् भन्ने
and he works in every believer toward that goal
अनि त्यही लक्ष्य हासिल गर्नलाई हरेक विश्वासीको जीवनमा उहाँले चाहिँ यो काम गरिरहनु भएको छ
personally doing that
उहाँले व्यक्तिगत रूपमा नै यो गरिरहनु भएको छ
and the husband is to follow that example
अनि पतिले चाहिँ यो नमूनालाई पछ्याउनु पर्छ
and Christ uses his word we see to sanctify the church
क्रिस्टले चाहिँ आफ्नो मण्डलीलाई पवित्र बनाउनलाई चाहिँ आफ्नो वचनलाई प्रयोग गर्नुहुन्छ भन्ने देख्छौं
verse 26 with the washing of water by the word
26 पदमा त्यसलाई वचनद्वारा जलको स्नानले शुद्ध गरी पवित्र पार्नलाई
and the word of god is living and powerful
परमेश्वरको वचन चाहिँ जिउँदो र शक्तिशाली छ
and it can build up our families
अनि यसले चाहिँ हाम्रो परिवारहरूलाई निर्माण गर्न सक्छ
And so the husband is to do that for his family, do that for his wife.
अनि त्यसले पतिले चाहिँ आफ्नो पत्नीको निम्ति त्यसो गर्नुपर्छ.
And that's what we preach constantly.
अनि यो कुरा हामीले निरन्तर प्रचार गर्छौं.
The husband needs to learn God's word.
पतिले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वचन सिक्नुपर्छ.
And so he can teach his family.
ताकि आफ्नो परिवारलाई उसले सिकाउन सकोस्.
So he can teach his wife.
कि उसले आफ्नो पत्नीलाई सिकाउन सकोस्.
So the family can grow up in Christ.
ताकि परिवार चाहिँ झन् झन् बढ्दै बढ्दै ख्रीष्टमा जान बढ्न सकोस्.
And that's to start with the husband.
अनि यो कुराको सुरुवात चाहिँ पतिबाट हुनुपर्छ.
Learning God's word.
परमेश्वरको वचन सिकेर हो.
And being the priest of the home teaching the family.
अनि घरको पुजारी भएर अनि परिवारलाई सिकाएर यो गर्नुपर्छ.
Edifying the wife
patnilai nirman garnu parcha
building her up
uslai badaudai
be patient with her teaching her
ani uslai dhairyavan dhairya sath uslai sikaudai janu parcha
and edifying being a prayer warrior for the wife and children
ani patni ko lagi ra apna chora chori ko lagi euta prarthana ma ladaku bannu parcha
do you pray for your wife
ke apna patni ko lagi prarthana garnu huncha
every day we should pray for our wives and children
hamro patni ko lagi hamro chora chori ko lagi prarthana garnu parcha
that takes time
tesko lagi samay chahincha
that means you have to do that before you do other things
tesko mane tapaile aru kaam garnu agadi tapaile tyo kaam garnu pareko cha
that's talking about a daily prayer closet
yes kurale chai dinahu prarthana ma eklai गुप्त स्थानमा बिताउने कुरा गरिरहेको
छ हस्बन्ड वाचिंग ओभर द फ्यामिली बाइ प्रेयर
पतिले चाहिँ आफ्नो पूरा परिवारलाई प्रार्थनाद्वारा निगरानी राख्नु भन्ने विषय हो
आई प्रे फर मेनी थिंग्स एभ्री डे
म हरेक दिन धेरै कुराको लागि प्रार्थना गर्छु
फर्स्ट थिंग आई प्रे फर इज माई वाइफ
पहिलो कुरा मैले प्रार्थना गर्ने चाहिँ मेरो श्रीमतीको लागि हो
एन्ड दिस डे इज फर द स्कूल बिकज दैट्स हर मेन बिजनेस
अनि यी दिनहरुमा चाहिँ त्यो स्कूलको लागि प्रार्थना गर्दैछु किन मेरो पत्नी चाहिँ को मुख्य काम
building up and all of these things
प्रार्थना द्वारा यी सबै कुराहरु निर्माण गर्नु छ
and then the bible says he is to cleave to his wife
अनि बाइबलले बताउँदछ कि पति चाहिँ आफ्नो श्रीमतीसँग पत्नीसँग मिलिरहनु पर्छ
in verse 31
31 पदमा
for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife and they two shall be one flesh
यही कारणले गर्दा मानिसले आफ्नो बाबु र आमालाई छोड्नेछ र आफ्नो पत्नीसँग मिलिरहनेछ अनि ती दुई एउटै शरीर हुनेछन्
And in Genesis 2 which is quoted there it says he shall cleave 2:24 he shall cleave to his wife
अनि उत्पत्ति 2 को 24 जहाँबाट त्यो उद्धृत गरिएको छ त्यहाँ चाहिँ भनिएको छ यसकारण मानिसले आफ्नो पत्नीसँग टाँसिनेछ भन्ने शब्द छ
to cleave to his wife
आफ्नो श्रीमतीसँग मिलिरहनेछ टाँसिनेछ
The husband and wife is the closest relationship on earth.
पृथ्वीमा सबैभन्दा नजिकको सम्बन्ध भनेको चाहिँ पति पत्नीको हो.
That's what God says.
परमेश्वरले नै यो भन्नुभयो.
The two become one.
यी दुई एक हुनेछन् भन्नुभयो.
And so the husband needs to pay attention to that.
त्यसैले पतिले यस कुरामा चाहिँ ध्यान दिनुपर्छ.
And put his relationship with his wife very high.
अनि उसले चाहिँ आफ्नो पत्नीसितको सम्बन्धलाई चाहिँ अति माथि राख्नुपर्छ
above other relationships
अरू सबै सम्बन्धहरू भन्दा माथि राख्नुपर्छ
and be careful that his heart is not given to some other woman
अनि एकदमै उसले होशियार हुनुपर्छ कि उसको हृदय अरू पर स्त्री पट्टि हुनु हुँदैन
you cannot cleave to your wife if you're thinking about other women
यदि अर्कै स्त्रीहरूको बारेमा सोच्दै हुनुहुन्छ भने त्यो पतिले चाहिँ आफ्नो श्रीमतीसँग मिलिरहन सक्दैन.
To cleave to his wife.
आफ्नो पत्नीसँग टाँसिनु पर्छ.
And when the husband seeks to do this, the wife loves this, the wife responds.
अनि जब चाहिँ एउटा पतिले यो गर्न गरिरहेको हुन्छ, गर्न खोजिरहेको हुन्छ, तब पत्नीबाट चाहिँ अब जवाफ आउन थाल्छ अथवा यसप्रति चाहिँ उसको सकारात्मक प्रतिक्रिया हुन्छ.
Cleaving to the wife.
पत्नीसँग मिलिरहनु पर्छ.
And usually if the husband will do this and love his wife, she will respond to him.
अनि सामान्यतया जब पतिले आफ्नो काम यसरी गर्छ तब पत्नीले चाहिँ आफ्नो भाग गर्छ.
Sometimes that did not happen.
कहिले काहीँ त्यो नभएको पनि छ.
Sometimes the wife will give her heart to some other man even if her husband loves her.
कहिले काहीँ जस्तो पत्नीहरूले चाहिँ अरू पुरुष पर पुरुषलाई आफ्नो हृदय दिन्छ, आफ्नो पतिले पुरा आफ्नो यसरी पत्नीसँग टाँसिरहेको भए.
And I know examples of that.
अनि त्यस्तो उदाहरणहरू मलाई थाहा छ.
But that's not, those are exceptions. That's not how it usually works.
तर त्यो चाहिँ अपवाद हुन्, सामान्यतया त्यस्तो हुने गर्दैन.
And if the husband will love the wife, she will love him.
यदि पतिले पत्नीलाई प्रेम गर्छन् भने पत्नीले पतिलाई प्रेम गर्नेछ.
And then the husband is to lead the wife.
अर्को कुरा चाहिँ अब पतिले आफ्नो पत्नीलाई अब अगुवाई गर्नुपर्छ.
And we see this in this whole passage that the husband is the head.
अनि यो पुरै खण्डमा हामी देख्छौँ कि अब पति नै शिर हुन्.
Husband is the head.
शिर चाहिँ पति हुन्.
There cannot be two heads.
यहाँ दुईटा टाउको हुन सक्दैन.
So the husband is to love the wife and he is to lead the wife.
त्यसैले पतिले चाहिँ आफ्नो पत्नीलाई प्रेम गर्नुपर्छ र डोर्याउनु पर्छ.
And the man must be the leader.
अनि पुरुष नै नेतृत्व गर्ने हुनु पर्छ.
I believe very strongly that the husband and wife, that the husband should listen to the wife.
म एकदमै विश्वास गर्छु कि पतिले चाहिँ पत्नीको कुरा सुन्नु पर्छ.
They are partners together.
किनभने उनीहरू साझा हकदारहरू हुन्.
We see the example of that in the Bible.
यसको उदाहरण हामी बाइबलमा देख्छौँ.
We see Priscilla and Aquila working together to start churches.
Priscilla, Aquila milera chai mandaliharu suru gareko hami dekhchhau.
To do that they have to talk about that work together. They have to share their thoughts together about that work.
Tyo garna lai ta tyo kaam ko bishayma unharule aphno bicharharu aapasam baadnu parcha, unharu samay bitaunu parcha.
And it's partnership.
Ani yo chai partnership ho, saha
Priscilla and Aquila, we see that.
Priscilla, Aquila, tyasto dekhchhau hami.
And but the husband must make the decision.
Tara pati le chai nirnay garne kaam garnu parcha.
We see that in Abraham and Sarah.
Yo Abraham ra Sarai ko jivan ma dekhchhau.
Abraham and Sarah. Abraham listened to Sarah.
Abraham le Sarai ko Sarah ko kura sunyo.
And one time he listened
ekchoti
and followed her thinking. Two times we told about how Sarah counseled Abraham.
Ab dui patak chai Sarah le apno अब्राहम लाई चाहिँ सल्लाह दिएको कुरा छ.
And the first time was when she counseled him to take Hagar as his handmaid, as his concubine.
पहिलो चोटि चाहिँ उनले सराले सल्लाह दिए अब्राहमलाई चाहिँ के भने हगारलाई आफ्नो उपपत्नी बनाउनु भनेर.
And he listened to her.
अनि उनको कुरा सुने.
And he followed that counsel.
अनि त्यो सल्लाहलाई पछ्याए.
But it was bad counsel.
तर त्यो गलत सल्लाह थियो.
And it was Sarah's responsibility to make the decision.
अनि त्यो
निर्णय. She made a suggestion.
निर्णय गर्ने काम चाहिँ सराको त थिएन. सराले त एउटा सल्लाह दिएका थिए.
And it was good for Abraham to listen.
अनि अब्राहमले त्यो सुन्नु राम्रै थियो.
But it was a bad suggestion. He should have said no.
त्यो सल्लाह खराब थियो र अब्राहमले भन्नु पर्थ्यो हुँदैन.
Then later she made another counsel. We read about two cases.
Ani arko case cha jab chai Sarah le arko sallah dinchan Abraham lai.
And after Ishmael was born.
Yo chai Ishmael janme pachi ko.
And Ishmael and Hagar were left but then after Isaac was born. After Isaac was born.
Yo chai Isaac janme pachi ko yo kura ho.
And Ishmael and Hagar were laughing at Isaac and mocking Isaac somehow.
Ani Hagar ra Ishmael le chai kasari ho Isaac ko khisi gardai thiyo.
And Sarah said send them away. Abraham sent them away.
अनि सराले चाहिँ भन्छन् अब्राहमलाई उनीहरूलाई पठाइदिनुस्.
And he did not want to do that.
अनि त्यस बेला चाहिँ अब्राहमलाई त्यो गर्न मन लागिरहेको थिएन.
But God said, listen to you, do that. God said, do that.
तर परमेश्वरले अब्राहमलाई भन्नुभयो त्यो गर.
And so the husband listens to the wife.
त्यसैले पतिले पत्नीको कुरा सुन्छ.
And then he makes the decision.
अनि त्यसपछि आफूले निर्णय गर्छ.
And if he follows the wife's counsel against God, then he has to answer to God.
अनि यदि पत्नीको त्यहाँ सल्लाह लाई चाहिँ परमेश्वर लिएर परमेश्वरको विरुद्धमा जान्छ भने अब पतिले जवाफ दिनुपर्छ परमेश्वर.
Adam tried to blame Eve, but it's not possible. The husband is the head.
आदमले हव्वालाई दोषीउन खोजे तर त्यो सम्भव छैन. आदम अथवा पुरुष नै पति नै शिर हो.
And so the husband must love the wife.
त्यसैले पतिले पत्नीलाई प्रेम गर्नुपर्छ.
And cleave to the wife, edify the wife.
उसको उन्नति गर्नुपर्छ.
And cleave to the wife.
उसँग टाँसिनु पर्छ.
And lead the wife.
उसलाई अगुवाई गर्नुपर्छ.
And I want to close, look at the last verse by looking at the last verse of Ephesians 5.
अनि एफेसी 5 को अन्तिम पदमा हेरेर हामी अन्त्य गर्न चाहन्छौँ.
Wives have been listening tonight to what husbands should do.
अब पतिहरूले के गर्नुपर्छ भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ यहाँ पत्नीहरूले आज साँझ सुन्दै आउनु भएको छ.
And probably some of you are saying, yes, my husband should do that.
अनि तपाईँहरू मध्ये पत्नीहरू मध्ये कतिले सोच्दै हुनुहुन्छ होला, मेरो श्रीमानले त्यो गर्नुपर्छ.
You should do that. That's good teaching, brother.
एकदम राम्रो शिक्षा हो यो.
And yesterday we talked about the wife.
अनि हिजो चाहिँ हामीले पत्नीहरूको कुरा गर्यौँ.
And some of you husbands saying, yes, that's preach louder.
अनि हिजो सिकाउँदाखेरि चाहिँ कतिजना श्रीमानहरूले सोच्दै थियो होला, देवी दाई अझ ठुलो स्वरले. मेरो श्रीमतीले यो सुन्नु परेछ. तर वास्तवमा कुरा त्यसरी होइन. परमेश्वरले त्यसो भन्नुहुन्न.
Look at this, verse, the last verse, verse 33.
अन्तिम पद हेर्नुहोस् त 33 पदमा.
Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband.
तरै पनि तिमीहरू मध्ये हर एकले आफ्नी पत्नीलाई आफैलाई झैं प्रेम गरोस्, अनि पत्नीले आफ्ना पतिको डर मानोस्.
Can you read that again?
तरै पनि तिमीहरू मध्ये हर एकले आफ्नी पत्नीलाई आफैलाई झैं प्रेम गरोस्, अनि पत्नीले आफ्ना पतिको डर मानोस्.
And so, each one. And so God says at the end of all this, wife, you pay attention to your business.
अनि त्यसले अन्तमा चाहिँ परमेश्वरले भन्नुहुन्छ, ए पत्नीहरू, तिमी आफ्नो काममा ध्यान देऊ.
You're not the husband's teacher here.
अब तिमी नै आफ्नो पतिको शिक्षक होइन यहाँ.
And you don't take this teaching tonight and go home and teach your husband.
अनि तिमी चाहिँ यो शिक्षा आज लिएर घरमा गएर चाहिँ आफ्नो पतिलाई सिकाउन थाल्ने होइन यो कुरा.
That's not your business.
यो तिम्रो काम होइन.
And God says the same thing to the husband.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ पतिहरूलाई पनि ठीक त्यसरी नै भन्नुहुन्छ.
You don't take this teaching yesterday home and say, now wife, did you hear that preacher?
अब घर गएर चाहिँ आफ्नो घर गएर आफ्नो पत्नीलाई चाहिँ यसरी भन्ने होइन, ल मेरो श्रीमती सुन्यो त्यो प्रचारको कुरा.
Did you hear that? Let me go over it again. Make sure you understand.
हिजो सुने कि सुनेन म अब राम्रोसँग
This is a natural way.
राम्रोसँग सुनेको छैन भने म फेरि दोहोऱ्याउँछु अब. यो चाहिँ स्वाभाविक तरिका हो, हाम्रो तरिका.
No. Husband's business is a husband's business.
होइन, पतिको काम पतिको काम हो.
Wife's business is wife's.
पत्नीको काम चाहिँ पत्नीको काम हो.
That's big business.
ठुलो काम हो.
If the husband will love his wife, that's a big business.
यदि पतिले आफ्नो पत्नीलाई प्रेम गर्छन् भने त्यो ठुलो काम हो.
If the wife will honor the husband and serve him, that's big business.
यदि पत्नीले आफ्नो पतिलाई आदर गर्छन् र सेवा गर्छन् भने त्यो ठुलो काम हो.
You cannot make the husband love you.
पत्नीहरू तपाईँले चाहिँ पतिलाई तपाईँलाई प्रेम गराउन सक्नुहुन्न.
And say, well, husband, you're not loving me, right?
अनि तपाईँले चाहिँ यसो भन्नु मिल्दैन, तपाईले मलाई प्रेम ठिकसँग प्रेम गरिरहनु भएको छैन.
You're not obeying the Bible, husband.
खै तपाई पति तपाई त बाइबलको आज्ञा मानिरहनु भएको छैन.
Didn't you hear all those things you're supposed to do?
तपाईले ती सब कुराहरू जुन सुन्नुभयो गर्नुपर्छ भन्ने त्यो सुन्नु भएन क्या?
That's not your job.
त्यो चाहिँ तपाईको काम होइन.
It's not your job, and if you try to do that, it will not work.
तपाईको त्यो कामै होइन. यदि त्यो गराउन खोज्नुभयो त्यसरी भने चाहिँ त्यो काम गर्दैन.
But if you do your part and you pay attention to your part, being the wife you should be.
तर तपाई आफ्नो भाग गर्नुभयो जस्तो पत्नी हुनुपर्ने त्यो भागमा ध्यान दिएर गर्नुभयो भने
God will work in the husband's heart.
परमेश्वरले पतिको हृदयमा काम गर्नुहुनेछ.
And you can have power in prayer.
अनि तपाई चाहिँ प्रार्थनामा सामर्थ्यवान बन्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
And but if you try to teach the husband and tell him what he should do, he will not listen to you.
तर यदि तपाईले पतिलाई चाहिँ सिकाउन खोज्नु भयो तपाईले यो गर्नुपर्छ त्यो गर्नुपर्छ भने सुन्ने छैन.
It will never work.
यो कहिले पनि त्यो त्यो व्यवहारिक रूपमा कामै गर्ने छैन.
He will not listen. He will close his ears.
उसले सुन्ने छैन. आफ्नो कान बन्द गर्नेछ.
He won't even like you.
उसले तपाईलाई मन पनि पराउँदैन.
Not only will he not love you, he won't even like you.
तपाईँले प्रेम गर्न त के अब तपाईँलाई त मन पराउनु पनि छोड्छ.
That's the way of a husband, you know that.
पति कस्तो छ तपाईँलाई थाहा छ.
And so God knows all about us.
परमेश्वरले हाम्रो बारेमा सबै कुरा थाहा छ.
And it's the same is true for the husband.
अनि ठीक यही कुरा साँचो हुन्छ श्रीमानहरूको सवालमा पनि.
If you try to tell her what she's not doing right, she will get more hard.
यदि तपाईँले चाहिँ पत्नीलाई यो तिमीले ठिक गरिरहेछौ भनेर चाहिँ भन्न खोज्यो भने ऊ झन् कठोर भन्नेछ.
You say you're not honoring me.
तिमीले मलाई आदर गरिरहे छैनौ.
She will never honor you.
तपाईँलाई कहिले आदर गर्ने छैन.
She will never honor you.
कहिले आदर गर्ने छैन.
So God understands these things.
परमेश्वरले यी कुराहरू बुझ्नुहुन्छ.
If the husband will pay his attention to his business,
यदि
and the wife will pay attention to her business, then you can grow together.
यदि श्रीमानले आफ्नो काम मा आफ्नो ध्यान राख्यो भने र श्रीमतीले आफ्नो जिम्मेमा आफ्नो ध्यान राख्यो भने चाहिँ सँगै मिलेर बढ्न सक्छ.
There's great power in obeying God.
परमेश्वरको आज्ञा पालन गर्नुमा ठुलो सामर्थ्य हुन्छ.
Great power.
ठुलो सामर्थ्य हुन्छ.
Look at 1 Peter 3.
पहिलो पत्रुस 3 अध्यायमा हेर्नुहोस्.
Here's a woman's power to win a husband that is not saved.
मुक्ति नपाएको आफ्नो पतिलाई जित्ने सामर्थ्य यहाँ पाउँछौँ पत्नीको लागि.
But it does not come by preaching to him.
तर उसलाई प्रचार गरेर यो हुने होइन.
It comes by her life.
यो चाहिँ उसको जीवनबाट हुने हो.
1 Peter 3, 1 through 6.
पहिलो पत्रुस 3 को 1 देखि 6 पदमा.
Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold and of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement.
यही प्रकारले हे पत्नीहरू हो, तिमीहरू आफ्ना आफ्ना पतिका अधीनमा बस र कसै कसैले वचन पालन गर्दैनन् भने पनि पत्नीहरूको चालचलनद्वारा अर्थात् तिमीहरूको डर सहितको पवित्र चालचलन देखेर उनीहरू बिना वचन नै जितिएका हुन्. तिमीहरूको सिङ्गार केश बाट्ने र सुनको गहना लाउने वा परिपरिका वस्त्र पहिरने बाहिरी सिङ्गार नहोस्, तर नम्र र शान्त आत्माको अविनाशी सिङ्गारले सिङ्गारिएको हृदयको भित्री मानिस होस्, जसको मूल्य परमेश्वरको दृष्टिमा धेरै छ. किनकि पुरानो समयमा परमेश्वरमाथि भरोसा राख्ने पवित्र स्त्रीहरूले पनि आफ्नै पतिको अधीनतामा बसेर यही प्रकारले आफूलाई सिँगार्थे. जसरी साराले पनि अब्राहमलाई प्रभु भनी सम्बोधन गर्दै उनको आज्ञा पालन गर्दिन्, तिमीहरू पनि असल काम गर्छौ र कुनै किसिमको डरले भयभीत हुँदैनौ भने तिनकै छोरीहरू हौ.
And so this is talking about winning a husband who does not obey the word.
यो खण्डले चाहिँ वचनलाई पालन नगर्ने एउटा श्रीमानलाई कसरी जित्न सकिन्छ भनेर पत्नीहरूलाई शिक्षा दिएको छ.
So it could be lost husband.
त्यसैले ऊ चाहिँ एउटा मुक्ति नपाएको श्रीमान हुन सक्छ.
It could be backslidden husband.
अथवा ऊ चाहिँ पछि हटेको श्रीमान हुन सक्छ.
But she does not do that by the word verse 1.
तर एक पदमा भनेको छ उसले वचन द्वारा यो गर्दैन.
Not by preaching to him.
उसलाई प्रचार गरेर उसले यो गर्ने होइन.
But by her life.
तर उसको जीवनद्वारा हो.
And by the meek and quiet spirit, verse 4.
Tara namra ra shanta atma dwara ho, char pad anusar.
Meek and quiet spirit.
Namra ra shanta atma.
You know, sometimes I can hear the neighbors' wives.
Kahile kahi maile chhimek ko patni haruko awaz sunna sakchu.
They live in another building.
Unharu arkai bhavan ma bascan.
But I can hear them.
Tara unharuko awaz sunna sakchu.
Yelling at the children and yelling maybe at the husband. I don't know who they are.
Bachharu sanga karairheko hunchan ani unharu shriman sanga ho ki kosanga karairheko.
You heard it.
Tapaile sunnu bhayeko cha.
But no, God says the meek and quiet spirit.
Tara parmeshwar le bhanuncha haina namra ra shant atma.
It's in the sight of God of great price.
Yo chai parmeshwar ko drishti ma धेरै मूल्य भएको हुन्छ.
God tells us what he loves.
परमेश्वरले भन्नुहुन्छ उहाँलाई के मन पर्छ.
And in Christ we can please him.
अनि ख्रीष्टमा उहाँलाई हामीले खुशी पार्न सक्छौं.
And he likes that woman with the meek and quiet spirit.
अनि उहाँले त्यो नम्र र शान्त आत्माको स्त्रीलाई मन पराउनुहुन्छ.
I wonder if Martha had that.
मार्थाको त्यस्तो थियो कि थिएन.
I don't know, but it seems like Mary did.
तर मरियमको चाहिँ थियो भन्ने देखिन्छ.
You don't ever see her yelling around and you see her sitting at the feet of Jesus, meek and quiet.
Maryam etauta karairheko hami sundainau dekhdainau tara u chai shant bhayera Christ ko paau ma basireko
dekhchu. Well, this is big teaching.
Tesle ekdam thulo shiksha ho.
And we start where we are.
Tesle hami jaha chhau tyaha bata shuru garnu parcha.
That's if you got saved later and you're married to you got saved later, you start where you are. And you're already married, you start where you are.
अब तपाईँ पछिबाट मात्र मुक्ति पाउनु भएको हो भने अब त्यहीँबाट सुरु गर्ने हो. तपाईँ विवाहित हुनुहुन्छ, अब जहाँ छ त्यहीँबाट सुरु
गर्नुहोस्. तपाईँले
भन्न मिल्दैन मैले त मुक्ति पाएँ, अब मलाई एउटा अब नयाँ श्रीमती चाहियो,
एउटा
नयाँ अब श्रीमान चाहियो. गर्न मिल्दैन,
त्यो
परमेश्वरको इच्छा होइन.
जहाँ
हुनुहुन्छ त्यहीँबाट सुरु गर्ने हो.
तपाईँले
जे गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ त्यो गर्न थाल्ने हो.
I told you at the beginning of the meeting to write down things that you need to change.
मैले यो सम्मेलनको सुरुमा नै भनेको थिएँ लेख्न थाल्नुस् कुन कुन कुरा तपाईँले बदल्नु पर्छ.
Husband, have you done that?
पतिहरू के तपाईँले त्यो गर्नु भएको छ?
Not things your wife needs to do.
पत्नीले गर्नुपर्ने कुराहरू लेख्ने होइन.
No, what you need to do.
हैन तपाईँले गर्नुपर्ने कुराहरू लेख्नु.
Have you written something down?
के लेख्नु भएको छ केही केही?
You should have written many things down this week already.
तपाईँले कुरा लेख्नु पर्ने हो यो हप्तामा त.
About your wife, about your children.
श्रीमतीको बारेमा, आफ्नो छोराछोरीको बारेमा.
Don't just sit there.
खाली त्यतिकै बसेर नबिताउनु.
Get something, do something, go.
केही न केही लिनुस्, गर्नुस्, पढ्नुस्.
The same is true for the wife.
पत्नीहरू पनि यही कुरा भन्छ.
What's God saying to you?
परमेश्वरले के भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ तपाईँलाई?
Her great teaching on child training.
बालक अनुसारलाई तालिम दिने विषयमा ठुलो शिक्षाहरू सिकेको छ.
Wise teaching about how to reach their hearts.
बुद्धिमान यी कुराहरू सुनेको छ, उनीहरूको हृदयलाई कसरी हामीले प्राप्त गर्ने.
Are you thinking? Are you deciding what you need to do?
के तपाईँले सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ, सोच्दै हुनुहुन्छ मैले अब के यस्तो यस्तो गर्नुपर्छ
भनेर? We heard a lot about how to be a good wife.
कसरी हामीले एउटा असल पत्नी बन्ने भन्ने बारेमा धेरै कुरा सुन्यौँ.
Do you have a list? Are you writing things down? What do I need to do?
के तपाईँले एउटा सूची तयार गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ भने मैले यो यो गर्नुपर्छ भनेर?
You start where you are.
तपाईँ जहाँ हुनुहुन्छ त्यहाँबाट सुरु गर्नुहोस्.
Then we grow little by little.
यसरी हामी एक एक पाइला गर्दै बढ्दै जान्छ.
We're not going to have a bunch of perfect marriages like that.
अब एकदम रातारात एकदम सबै सिद्ध विवाह हुने त होइन.
We grow.
हामी बढ्नु पर्छ.
Get something and then we get something else and then we get something else and we obey and we confess and we grow.
हामी एउटा कुरा लिनुपर्छ अनि अर्को कुरा लिनुपर्छ अनि हामीले पाप स्वीकार गर्नुपर्छ अनि आज्ञा पालन गर्नुपर्छ अनि यसरी हामी बढ्दै सिक्दै जान्छौँ.
Let's pray.